Sure.
So we'll head out towards Eidsvold Station.
Okay.
So the information here, after bringing up Eidsvold Station, is travel along Eidsvold Theodore Road for approximately 8 kilometres, crossing the Eidsvold Station Bridge and take the first right into the homestead. So that will give myself or relieving paramedics or whoever may be out in the Eidsvold area just details on how to actually get to their property. It is easy to understand, easy to read. There's nothing like their own, you know, property owners that know the quickest way to get to their location. So with this system, we can just punch up their property name and it will bring up easy directions on how to get to their property in the quickest time. It's just a way for paramedics, because we do work by ourselves a lot, and if we are backing up Mundubbera or backing up Monto, and then it's just an easy way for the backup paramedic and ambulance to find a location as quickly as possible.
How big can that problem be when you're in an emergency situation and you can't find the place you're looking for?
It can be frustrating. Ideal times, like at the moment, it's, you know, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, the weather's fine, but we do have times, you know, with rain, flooding, thunder, 2 o'clock in the morning. There are other elements out there that it's very, not very easy, but, you know, it's easy to find your location during the day, but when other elements are put into it, it's sometimes quite difficult to try and find somebody as quickly as possible. And they're waiting, and they want an ambulance there at the quickest possible time.
And what type of feedback have you received from property owners about this?
It's all been very positive. I know some people do get, you know, there is a bit of a mindset saying, well, you know, I've lived here for 50 years or 100 years, like, you should know where I am. But it's not just for us. It's for paramedics when we're getting back up from Mundubbera or Monto, and just that peace of mind. But overall, it's all been positive feedback. It's all been very well worth it. It's a big job, but it has been very well worth it indeed.
Have you had any glitches in the system? You are using technology in a rural town at the end of the day.
No, I wouldn't say we've had any glitches. It's all gone pretty well. My wife's probably got RSI from typing all the information in, because I'm pretty slow. But no, it has been received well. And another good thing about the system is we don't have to rely on satellite to find the roads. We don't have to worry about getting any phone communication. With the directions that the people have done, it's all pretty well straightforward. But yeah, it's all good. All we need to do is just find someone to develop an app for us, send that to other paramedics across our region, and everyone can utilise it.
I know some of the maps include GPS coordinates. So what can that mean in a real emergency if you need, say, a helicopter as well, and you need to pass on that information?
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. Going on the face of the call, our communication centre is in Maroochydore. So with the GPS coordinates that are with the mapping that people do send back, if it is warranted or if it's deemed warranted by the communication centre, then we can have a helicopter dispatched via them, and they can go to those coordinates at the person, at the patient's property. So it's just, once again, saving time, and the helicopter knows where to go.
You might be a bit worried seeing an ambulance drive down his driveway.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we're at the property.
We're at the property, yeah. For just following the directions that this property owner has sent in, it's, straightforward. No time lost.
Have you had any issues with, like, wrong information being, you know, passed across somehow?
We have had some information, not wrong, but just needs clarification. I guess with the forms that we're getting back from Monto and Mundubbera, I think the assumption is that it's been generated by Mundubbera and Monto, so they give directions like wish, you know, that they think that we will know what road it is. There is this minor issues. We can ring them up and just do clarification on what road is what, how do we get there, and yeah, it's a 5-minute phone call, it's all good. Yeah.
What changes have you noticed since you've started this?
Probably just the property owners. There's some property owners in Eidsvold, especially, because we did start it off in Eidsvold 2 years ago. We have noticed that people have bought other properties, property owners have changed. So we can, you know, we're always open, they can update the system. The flyers that are sent out has got my phone number and email address on it. We are getting a lot back by email, which is really nice. And also, just to get the word out there, if there are any changes to any particular property owners, then feel free to call us and help them out as much as we can.
It's interesting to me because I'm seeing this as, okay, you're using technology and advancements in technology to help your job, but it's also, I think, probably a little bit of a move away from technology, as in you're going to the people direct to get information rather than, you know, relying on GPS technology, which I know has its issues you were mentioning before.
Yeah, absolutely. The GPS has always been sold to the ambulance service as an adjunct. It's a it's another system or another tool that we have out there that can help us get to a location, not to be relied on 100%. And property owners, who better than them the go-to directly to give us directions for all emergency services to find, you know, to find their properties in the quickest way possible.
Lindsay and Roslyn Payne, I'm sitting here in your kitchen at your property at Winston. It's about, 16 kilometres from Idsvold. I actually followed the directions from the form you did give Scott at the ambulance station for his mapping system. Now, just tell me, what do you guys make of this push with the local ambulance station to map the rural properties in this area to really save on that precious time should an emergency come up? Ros, I'll ask you.
I think it's a great idea, Liza. Very, very important. When we do ring the ambulance, most times we'll probably get somebody in Bundaberg, which can be a little bit difficult to describe the accident itself and its location. But I think that's been partly rectified, I think, by everybody putting in directions to their properties, and hopefully that'll be available to everybody.
Lindsay, you mentioned to me just before that they want to know where the locations of the cattle yards are. Why is that important?
Well, that's probably where most of our injuries occur, because, you know, we're handling cattle and horses. Well, just the other day we had a man flattened drafting cattle at Land's End, and that's where a lot of accidents happen, in the bush. I think, you know, in this day and age, we have got to get this mobile phone service better than what it is here. Like, here we are, we're only 16 kilometres, only 10 kilometres as a crow flies out of it from a tower, and we have no service. If we're out mustering, a horse tipped over with me, and I had a phone in my pocket, I'd be able to call the ambulance. But if you've got no mobile phone service, you just cannot. You know, the bush has been ignored as far as the mobile phone service is concerned.